So 8:31, the time here on the Mornings with Ed show, as we do each and every week, we have a very important conversation with our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, on what has been an incredibly busy week with the council and here in the city and statewide. We're hoping to get some answers from the mayor. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm fine. Just great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in today. Thank you very much. Now, when we were talking off the air, I asked you the question that I guess all locals are wondering, and that's whether Art Walk is canceled, and you don't have the answer to that.
I don't. You know, I will check on that. It's primarily an outdoor event with people walking and then going into galleries, and of course, the galleries can be open with proper guidelines. So I don't know that it's been canceled, but I'll get an answer on that.
Okay, and just as a pedestrian asking you this pedestrian question here, aren't galleries considered museums or no?
No, I don't think they're considered museums. We did go through that analysis previously. They're retail businesses like anyone else, and if they follow the proper guidelines and require, you know, masks, customers to wear masks, and if the gallerists themselves wear masks, they can be open.
All right. So a little sunshine there. Okay. Yeah. But you will let us know for sure throughout the day. I appreciate that. You decided during this past Tuesday's meeting to close the city beaches on Saturday.
Yes.
Now,
so we'll be closed on the 4th of July.
Okay. And you're going to monitor, I guess Friday is going to be like the test day that you'll monitor to see if you will to determine Sunday's closure or not?
Yes, we'll take a look and see how things go Friday. You know, if we think it's too much, we gave the city manager authority to close Sunday as well. I just want to say, though, Ed, you know, again, I think the council, we had a good conversation on it the other night, but again, we sort of took the lead on this as we did back in March. We were the first to close here for 4th of July. And then subsequently yesterday, Newport and Huntington both voted to close on the 4th as well. So, I think that's a good thing generally because it'll keep fewer people coming to the coast on the holiday.
Right. And you had requested to the county also to close the county beaches on Saturday. Have you gotten a response back from them?
I talked to Supervisor Bartlett yesterday afternoon, and she said to me that the county would match our closure for South Laguna, that they would close the parking lots and close the beaches from 5 a.m. on the 4th to 5 a.m. on the 5th. So I was very appreciative of that. She's been a great partner with us, you know, throughout this pandemic and trying to keep the county's policies in South Laguna consistent with ours.
Okay. And let me ask you this. If you determine that the city beaches should be closed on Sunday as well, will you go back to the county and ask them to close on Sunday as well?
I'll ask her if she can do that, yes, because, you know, generally they've tried to keep it parallel to ours, so I will make that request. Don't know exactly what the answer will be, but I will be asking.
Okay. And a super important conversation that started off the meeting was a conversation about fireworks, and I guess a lot of citizens around town are hearing fireworks, and we know that it's the dumbest thing you can do in a fire hazard like Laguna Beach. How is the penalty different now than it was Monday?
Well, we've got some clarification from the city attorney, and he determined that shooting off illegal fireworks in the city is a misdemeanor. So it's punishable by a fine of up to $1,000 and 6 months in prison. Should the judge, if you were arrested and the judge decided to impose that fine. Of course, if you're if you shoot up a firework and you start a fire and you damage the open space, you've got a huge civil liability as well as criminal liability. So it's just, as you say, it's just not a smart thing to do. We've got 17,000 acres of very dry and brittle, you know, landscape out there. Please don't do that. Don't buy your fireworks somewhere else and bring them to Laguna.
Right. Now, currently, because it's legal in Costa Mesa. They sell them there. People bring, they think, oh, let's buy them in Costa Mesa and then set them off here in this beautiful beach community. Would you be in favor of banning fireworks throughout Orange County?
I think the fireworks that we should, the sale of fireworks, I would.
Yeah.
I think that we should limit it to the shows, the professionals, you know, when we have them. Of course, we're not having them this year because of the pandemic, but, have the professionals do it. Let's not have people, roaming the neighborhoods and shooting them off here and there.
Agreed. The governor had talked about enforcement of his latest directives with strike teams working with localities. A couple of questions there. Have you been contacted by the state as far as working with them as part of their strike team? And is this in marriage with your business liaison unit?
We have not yet been contacted. We expect that all cities will be contacted, the county as well. You know, the governor just announced that yesterday, so it sounds like they're still getting it organized. But, you know, I'm very pleased he took that step because previously, of course, everything, you know, all the enforcement had just been down at the local level saying, you guys figure it out and take care of it. And, of course, we don't have the resources to enforce, you know, everything against everybody.
Right.
So I think the fact that the state, you know, he's got OSHA involved, he's got the ABC, you know, for the liquor license involved, you know, the CHP involved. It's great that the state's putting its resources to some enforcement of these guidelines, because as we've seen, if you don't follow the guidelines, which in my mind are pretty simple, keep your physical distance and wear a mask, we get these spikes. And we're now, you know, going dramatically up in the state of California.
Right. And a thing that I kind of like pumped my fist and said, yeah, thank you, Mayor Whalen, on Tuesday was when you were announcing the business liaison unit and how that was going to work here in town. You were serious about it. We will shut you down.
Well, you know, our approach all along has been, and most of the merchants have been great and cooperative. And but, you know, we have received notice and we have seen, you know, that there are certain locations where rules aren't being followed. Now, you know, with the governor acting yesterday to shut down the bars and all the indoor dining, you know, a lot of those issues go away for a while. But no, our approach is going to be, there are guidelines. That's why you got to reopen. You need to follow the guidelines. Our business liaison unit has been walking around and will continue to walk around to do education. And if they come and you're not in compliance, they're going to leave you a note that says, you know, warning, you were out of compliance. And if that continues to happen on a repeated basis, yeah, as I said Tuesday night, right, we will shut you down.
Okay. Now, a question about timing of a conversation, if I may. You were able to cancel the fireworks shows a few weeks ago. We knew a few weeks out that wasn't going to happen. You didn't want the crowds for that. Were the numbers in Orange County dramatically spiking so much that you were caught off guard with regards to the beach? Because I understand that we just really had this conversation just Tuesday to close the beach this weekend, and there apparently was it's too soon, we can't do it that fast. The orange fencing. Were you caught off guard by the numbers going up so quickly?
Well, a couple things on that. We were starting to see them go up, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I think they've escalated. They started taking off a lot more dramatically in recent days. But no, I think what triggered the conversation Tuesday night was the decision by LA County, I think Monday, that they announced they were closing beaches for the 4th of July weekend. So that, I think, really brought it into focus as to what should we do for the beaches in Laguna?
Right.
And then we had the conversation.
Okay, well, a pretty good step. Thank you. The thing that caught my ear about the fencing I just mentioned, Sheree had mentioned that, we have to get new orange fencing. $10,000 for new orange fencing. Do we know what happened to the old orange fencing?
Well, a lot of it was, frankly, towards the end of it, you know, ripped down by some people who weren't agreeing with the beach closures. A lot of it was damaged. And we, you know, we just had to, as she said, dispose of it. So, you know, we'll get it back up. It won't be airtight because we don't have as much time to get it set. But what's going to happen is that, you know, there will be the orange fencing where we can get it up and set. And then the marine safety guys will be patrolling the sand. And if people come on the beach, you know, they'll be saying, hey, beach closed, you got to leave. And, you know, as we saw back in March when that first happened, really most people, once they hear that, cooperate and get off the beach. So it won't be perfect. We won't have, you know, there will be people who get on the beach and we're going to have to get to them. As our Marine Safety Chief Kevin Snow tells me, you know, we will get to people, but we can't be everywhere at every time. So you know, I just say to residents, if you see some people on the beach, you know, have a little patience. Our marine safety guys will get to them and request them to leave. So it's going to be a big effort, and they've got all hands on deck, and I'm sure they'll do a great job with it.
Are you looking for a really super busy day at the beach tomorrow?
I'm hoping not. You know, I think with the governor closing the bars and the dine-in restaurants, that's going to tamp things down a little bit as well. So I don't, you know, I can't predict exactly, right. But I think we're going to be okay tomorrow.
Okay. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we head out?
No, I just ask everybody to, you know, have a happy fourth, try to get a little R&R in, but do it, you know, do it in a smart way. And as the governor was saying yesterday, it's so tempting to get together with people, you know, over the holiday that you haven't seen in a while, or family members, but we just all have to remember that, we've got to do it in a safe way. So I hope everybody has a relaxing fourth, and we'll be working hard at the city to keep everything safe at the beaches.
Well, Mayor Whalen, on behalf of our listeners, in a time of crisis and when facts matter most, we really appreciate you being candid and honest always, each and every time. So I'm wishing you a safe and happy and healthy 4th of July.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Mayor
Whalen.
Thank you. 8:43 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.